This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Money FM 89.3, best of your money.
Coming right up.
Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
With me, Michelle Martin. Good morning. I am always thinking about how to save money with my mortgage. And I've spoken to a lot of people who have gone through the years absolutely resolutely late when it comes to refinancing because, you know, maybe they're first-time home buyers or they're first-time investors in the property market. So this is an important topic. Our question today, can you save money on your mortgage now? We're going to talk to a Singapore-based mortgage brokering platform. The company's philosophy, one I like, a commitment to doing right by the customer. Sound good? Mortgage Master recently raised $700,000 in pre-series A funding, which it aims to use to accelerate its expansion into Indonesia. And Mortgage Master says it saved homeowners some 100 million Sing dollars per year in home loan interest repayments since its founding. Time to speak with David Bay, co-founder and chief executive officer of Mortgage Master. Good morning, David. How are you doing?
Morning, Michelle.
Doing good, I hope.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Working from home?
Yeah, definitely with the new rules.
All right, indoors. All right, David, help us out. Given the current economic outlook, is it a good time to take out refinancing or to take out a mortgage, David?
Well, it's now a good time to refinance because interest rates are at an all-time low. So in the past decade, based on the experience that I have, home loan interest rates normally average around 1.6 to 1.8%.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are seeing loan packages that are way below this number. Mm. So anyone who has not touched their mortgage since early 2020 will most probably be paying around 2% today. And if you refinance, let's say a $600,000 loan, if you refinance today from 2%, you would save around $2,000 a year.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it may seem is normally a lot to most people, but even to those that don't think 2,000 is a lot, it's definitely still worth saving, especially in this current financial climate.
All right. So if you haven't touched your mortgage since 2020, chances are if you refinance now, you'd be saving.
Yes, definitely.
So are you seeing more people having refinanced, David, this year and last year, given what we saw with interest rates?
Yes, more people have refinanced in the past 2 years. Of course, this pandemic-induced financial scare has gotten more and more people to look into their finances when normally they may have forgotten or not be bothered.
Yep.
One of the interesting things that we have discovered in Mortgage Master is that some clients, having lost their jobs or gotten pay cuts, right, they assume that they cannot refinance as their income is lower. But they do not realize that the government has eased the criteria of securing bank loans when it comes specifically to refinancing, allowing actually these people to refinance to lower interest rates and save money.
That's great. I didn't hear of that. Yes, I suppose that would be a normal psychological assumption. Lost their job or going for now with a lower pay packet, they think there's no chance a bank would okay me taking a fresh loan with them. But you're saying question that. There are options for you if you've lost your job. What are some key considerations do you think people need to think about when refinancing, given the rates that are currently available? You say they're well below 2.2. Is that what you say?
No. So it was more than 2% if you have not refinanced. Mm. Today, rates are around the range of 1.2, actually.
Yeah.
So the key considerations people should consider, right, is first to check on this checklist, right? So they should check on their outstanding loan amount. Definitely find out whether there are penalties like a lock-in period, a clawback period, and also their interest rate and their thereafter rate. Because today you may be paying a low rate, but it's very important to know that after 2 or 3 years, the bank's rates go to a lousier rate, and definitely need to know when that time is. So you need to prepare at least 3 months before so that you don't fall into the lousy rate.
Right. And you also want to think about the conversion opportunities that bank is offering you, right?
Definitely, definitely.
Some offer one. Does anybody offer more than one? Free conversion?
Normally, it's none. But
none?
One or two free conversions happen when you purchase a new development. So at TOP, you get a free conversion.
Oh. So yeah. there are no refinancing packages that offer free conversions?
There are. So okay. There are today. So traditionally, there isn't. Only in the past 1 or 2 years, then there is. But then those in the past 1 or 2 years don't need to refinance yet. So it's probably next year when they have to activate this free conversion of theirs.
Correct. I'm one of those people, by the way, David. All right, so let's help people out looking for refinancing. Again, how low are rates currently for people who want to refinance? What should they be looking out for?
Okay, so at this moment, as mentioned, we are already seeing really low rates. The lowest was actually like 2 months ago. So it increased very slightly and is hovering around that point right now. Floating rates are around 1 to 1.2%, depending on loan size and type. And for fixed rates, 1.12% to 1.35%, again, depending on loan size. So in my opinion, because floating rates versus fixed rates, lowest is 1% for floating, 1.12 for fixed, it's a bit negligible. The difference is 0.1. So when comparing this, I mean, based on today's climate, are actually what we recommend more because it's we take a more conservative stance in this economic climate. Yeah.
All right. So now we've heard about, you know, potential rising interest rates and the Singapore government warning home buyers saying, hey, think carefully about buying a property because interest rates increase in tandem with rates over in the US and that could boost debt servicing costs. So what do you think home buyers need to keep in mind before they take on a mortgage in this environment?
Okay, so we don't really know whether interest rates will stay low or rise in the near future because of very conflicting information given. So in the US, they have increased their money supply significantly this year, which normally means a lowering of interest rates. But they also increase their treasury rate, which is their Fed rate, yep, which also means an increasing of interest rates. So it's two conflicting information, right?
Yep.
So at Mortgage Master, we would advise people to be actually financially prudent because the future is uncertain, right? So, you know, traditionally, people find a home before they find a loan. Mm-hmm. But we advise to always find a loan before you find a home. Yeah, and there are three questions they need to answer before they embark and pull the trigger on a new purchase and a new mortgage. So the first thing would be, please check the loan amount eligibility, which is how much you can borrow. The second thing, of course, would be to check that you have enough down payments as well as stamp duties and legal fees to buy the house, right? Lastly, but most importantly, so people normally ignore the last part, is to check whether their monthly installments are within their comfort level.
People don't check that.
Yeah, so normally the first two questions are so easy to answer because it's just a formula. How much you can borrow? Do you have the cash and CPF to pay? But actually, the standard of living depends. Your standard of living depends on the monthly installments, right?
Absolutely. That's so important to your disposable income and really what you can do with yourself on a day-to-day basis. So yeah, three key questions there. And I suppose people are always thinking, how much of a loan can I get? Because I need to think about that house and what my budget is. But will Mortgage Master help you with all three of those questions?
Oh, yes. So we will help people calculate based on their income, their liabilities, their age, and also their needs. So for example, if you earn $10,000 a month and you can take a 20-year loan, you can easily borrow $800,000, $900,000. Mm. But if your installments are $4,000, $5,000, and you have things which you need to spend on, like maybe your kids' education, maybe you need to give your parents more money, or you just feel like saving more, then the advice would be, hey, this is the amount of cash you need to come out every month. If you're not comfortable, then borrow lesser. Buy a cheaper house because, you know, life isn't about just the house you're staying in, right? It's about how you spend your money, how you're happy with the amount of finance that you have every month, the cash flow.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't need so much house.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So what do you think people need to understand about maintaining their funds, investing in a house, and economic security as well? How do you look at that equation? I know you're an engineer by training.
So it's always about numbers, actually. So it's in my opinion that now more than ever, of course, compared to the past few years, it's a pandemic scare of a financial climate, right?
Yeah.
So it's time to consider, especially today, needs more than wants. So to make sure there's always this buffer before you embark on your next property investment, make sure that if interest rates rise, you can afford the difference in cash flow, and so that you don't get yourself into bad situations where you are forced to sell your house a bit earlier and get a lousier price. Because after all, we want everybody to make money, not suffer through the whole process and in the end don't make much money, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mortgage Master gives unbiased advice, and I think that's what customers want, right? So how do we know that even though you partner with banks, that you have customer interest top of mind?
Wow. So firstly, our service is free. So that's something that people don't know already. And secondly, as you mentioned, we are giving people unbiased advice. So we have all the banks' rates at one place. And normally people ask us, you know, if the banks have to pay us so that their service becomes free, right? Mm. Do we give them lousier rates? I can assure you, if you walk into the bank today versus the rates we provide, we either do the same or better. Because we are able to, based on our relationships with the banks, our networking, to get slightly better rates than even if you walk into the bank directly.
Very important point there, I think. All right, David, well, congratulations on your $700,000 pre-series A funding.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I wonder if you can tell us what this means for Mortgage Master.
Well, first, I would, of course, like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who has invested in Mortgage Master. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously showing that they have a renewed confidence in our company and in our ability to address this growing concern of Singapore home buyers. We know that most people right now do not get the right or full advice when it comes to home loans or property-related information. So statistics actually show that 70% of Singaporeans do not know that My Service exists.
Really?
Yeah.
70%, that's a lot. It's a lot of unexplored potential.
It used to be higher, like 80% just a couple of years ago.
Okay. founded again, Mortgage Master?
2018 was when the brand was established.
Okay,
yeah.
So pretty new. And still 70% of people have yet to hear about you, and we hope we help them out there. But please go ahead.
Yeah, so definitely we want to use our funding other than expansion in Indonesia. We, of course, are a Singapore bred company. So we also mostly want to embark on an education and awareness campaign in Singapore to be able to help and advise more Singaporeans on their mortgages. So another thing that we are trying to do right now is mm-hmm. to work with others in the financial and property spaces who share our same values, that we put our customers first.
Who are you looking at working with?
Well, we have signed up with SNAC, NTUC. We also have are currently working with 99.co because they have a lot of home buyers, right? So mm-hmm. we can advise them on their loans and, again, loan eligibility, down payment eligibility, and monthly installments. Partners like this. Okay. Yeah.
So insurance companies, property portals. So perhaps one day you could have an all-in one-stop solution, right? So people can come to you, get advice on a mortgage, help get some help selling and buying their houses. Is that in the cards?
Yes, exactly. So we want to create an ecosystem. Yeah, right. Like exactly as you mentioned, where home buyers can get the complete information on their financial health before refinancing, or most importantly, before pulling the trigger on buying the new home.
Okay, wonderful. So I think one more thing that stands in people's ways of thinking through their mortgages or aiming for refinancing is the fear that, hey, if I apply with the bank for, you know, a sense of how much of a loan I can get while I have a loan, am I going to be penalized for, you know, when I actually need to get that loan? If I do it now, for example, and I already have a house, but I just want to find out how much I might be able to qualify for that next house that I want to buy. If I apply for, a bank loan now, knowing that I'm not going to be able to use it until I sell my house, will I be penalized, you know, if later down the road I then need to take another loan? I need to take a loan, you know what I mean?
Oh, definitely not. So the banks actually appreciate that you check. So for what you're asking is like if I have house A and I want to check how much I can buy and afford on the next house after selling house A, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Banks don't penalize. They would love it because then you're being financially prudent, you're being conservative, you wanted to get your numbers all in line before you start selling and buying. And that's actually what banks love. This kind of customers will pay their loans. So banks will love you more, actually. Yeah.
All right, so no penalization. It's a free service. So, you know, wrap your head around the actual figures so you can make good decisions for yourself. David, as always, a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Michelle. Always a pleasure speaking with you as well.
David Bass, co-founder, chief executive officer at Mortgage Master.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.